Open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. You know, when we think about the book of 1 Corinthians, we immediately think of division. We immediately think of probably one of the most problematic congregations that we have recorded in the first century church in the writings of the New Testament. Certainly they had a great many problems. And Paul spent a great deal of time trying to address those problems. But, you know, Paul comes down to the end of this book, and, you know, it's hard to say that there was a lot of positives for the people there at the Church of Corinth, but, you know, you never want a sermon just to be all about negatives. You do want to encourage people to do certain things, you know, that are positive. And he comes down here in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, and when we get to verses 13 and 14, it's interesting because in those two verses, you have five imperative commands in two verses. It's pretty compact for a bunch of imperative commands that he throws out there at the end of this book, filled with a lot of commands and a lot of instruction and admonishment and rebuking by the Apostle Paul. But he comes down here and he says, be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong, and let all that you do be done in love. Five commands. And really, as we think about being disciples of Christ, he's really talking to, these are things that we need to have in our lives as we seek to be disciples of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, the first thing he says is, be on the alert. And we do, we need to be on the alert. We need to be watching out for our faith. We need to be on the alert for those things which are wrong that might be trying to creep into our lives. We need to be on alert for those things that might bring temptation to our lives. You know, there are several reasons that we might be on alert, and that word literally means to give strict attention to stay awake, to have your eyes open, right? You know, you don't want a guard out there at his post, do you? Snoozing. You want him to be awake. You want him to be keeping an eye out for the enemy. But we have several things that we need to be on alert about. I need to be on alert about my own soul. I need to be looking out for my life. Am I doing what I need to do? I never need to fall back into some kind of position where I feel like I can just cruise, or that I've got it all taken care of and now I can just sit back and enjoy, you know, whatever. I need to always be on the alert that the devil is that roaring lion seeking to devour me, right? You know, the lazy zebra doesn't live long out on the Serengeti. The one that just kind of says, hey, I think I'll wander over there by myself. He gets eaten. You know, and so we have to be on the alert. You have to be watching. And if you've ever been in Africa and you've ever actually been there and watched this, it's a really intriguing thing to see. It is when the wildebeest and the zebras work together, and I've seen this. Now, the wildebeest, they can smell really good, but the zebras have really good eyesight, and they work together. And there's always one zebra. There was this enormous herd that I saw, and my guide was telling me this, and I watched it, and he was absolutely right. There was this enormous herd of zebra and wildebeest together. But I knew, because we had seen them when we came around, that there was a couple of lions sitting just below a ridge, looking over the top of the ridge at this herd. When we came around to the herd, there was one zebra standing out front, and he's just staring. That's all he's doing. And the herd does not move, but every time he takes a step, the herd takes a step. They do not move until he moves, and he's on the alert. And so, you know, we need to be on the alert in our lives, because the lion is out there. And we need to be watching for where he's at and keeping our eyes on him. You know, and just like that zebra, we need to be protecting the souls of others. We need to be out there with the herd, looking out for the ones that might be out on the edges, the small ones, the young ones that might be susceptible to being taken by the lion. We need to be on alert as well for the purity of the church. There are so many in the Lord's church today that are trying to take the church in directions that God's word simply will not allow, to turn the church into something other than what the Lord built. And we need to be on the alert. And we need to know those things and to confront those things. Well, and that brings us to the second thing that he says. He says not only to be on the alert, but then stand firm in the faith. And when he talks about the faith here, when it's the faith, he's talking about the system of faith, the Christian life, the gospel. That we stand there, that once we get there, once we're in the faith, stay there. Don't move. Remain there no matter what the circumstances. Stay within the teachings of faith. Live only in an area where Christ approves, as Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17 tells us. To stay with it till the end. And you know, sometimes it may be difficult. Sometimes there may be a large cost to pay for staying there. You know, in the Civil War, when Grant took over, and he understood and he realized that the only way to beat the South was just through trading men. Death. To literally bleed the South's army out. And the only way he could do that is just to continuously fight them. And so in the first months of his being in charge, he had unbelievable casualties. But he could afford them. And he said, we've got to stay with it. We've got to stay with it. We can't let up. Even though it's costing us a lot, it will shorten the war by years if we do this now. And he was right. They could not keep up. But if he had not stayed with it, he would have lost. And if we did not stay with it, we would lose as well. He says to behave like men. That's not a sexist statement, by the way. It's really more of a statement in the way that they write it in the Bible, to be mature. We need to be mature people. You know, I see some things going on in our world today, and I wonder where the maturity is, don't you? I mean, you don't have to watch the news. Our world has become a very immature world, just acting like a bunch of children. And you wonder where the adults are in the situations that we see in our world. But, you know, we need to be mature. It also has the idea of being courageous, to be sincere. That's another thing that seems to be lacking in many places in our world, a real sincerity about what is right and about how we need to live. Then he says as well to be strong. Now, if you want to be strong physically, there are some things to do, right? You want to be strong physically, you exercise. You eat. And you keep yourself free from disease. But you know, while that is the idea to become physically strong, it's also the same thing in the spiritual world, is it not? For us to eat spiritual food, drink spiritual drink of God's Word. For us to exercise, to do those things, as Hebrews 5 says, that by reason of exercise, they are able to discern what is right and what is wrong. It's because I've lived it. It's because I'm doing it. I always know something better when I actually have hands-on, right? When I'm doing it. So is Christianity. It's that way as well. But also that we keep ourselves away from spiritual sickness and disease that can drain our spiritual energy. That we keep ourselves free from those things that would cause us to be weakened in our life with Christ. Then last of all, and really, you're not surprised at the last one when he's talking to the Corinthians, are you? Let all that you do be done in love. Isn't that really just the sum up for the whole book? I mean, everything in the book from chapter 1 all the way here to chapter 16 is at the heart of it, at the core of it. While it's been different issues, the core of most of all the issues has been a lack of love. Why do you not let one group take of the Lord's Supper while you let one group does? And that's because you don't love like you should, right? Why do you act like you're superior to one over here instead of being, you know, instead of acting as you should? Because you don't love. So he says, let all that you do be done in love. You know, the greatest commandment that our Lord said was to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, to love your neighbor as yourself. So at the heart of our lives as Christians, as we endeavor to do these five things, is a love. A love for God and a love for each other. And that's what Paul calls on us to have. You know, if we even if we do the first four and we leave out love, we're gonna fail. Paul says that to this same group of Corinthians just three chapters earlier, doesn't he? When he says in chapter 13, he says, even if I give my body up to be sacrificed for the cause of Christ, if I die for the cause of Christ and I do not have love, he says, it is nothing. If I preach all my life and I don't have love, I'm just a noise. You know, we have to have love in all that we do. These are five imperative commands. I could go longer because I get to six, right? Sometimes I get up here and they've given me 1 minute, and tonight they've given me more. But you know, tonight if you're not a Christian, if you haven't become a disciple of Jesus Christ, we hope and pray that you make the decision to do that, to follow Him, to do those things that He has commanded, to seek to be like Him in your life. And you know, one thing that we know about Jesus is that He both began to do and teach. He did. He obeyed. He did what the Father said. And we ask for you to do that tonight as well as He does. To obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. Believe in Him. Repent of your sins. Confess Him as the Son of God. And be buried in baptism as He commanded. To rise to walk a new life, having your sins washed away. We hope and pray that you'll do that. And to follow these five imperative commands in that life. If you're a child of God, maybe you haven't been standing strong. Maybe you haven't been on the alert and your life has kind of gotten away from you, so to speak. Get it back. Bring it under control. Bring it back to Christ. He'll forgive. And once again, live in His love. If we can help you with that this evening, we hope and pray that you will let us as we stand and as we sing.